Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all.
Welcome back. Jim Blessing here. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's who brings us out. Bring us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Christina Podnar, author of The Power of Digital Policy. We're talking about your digital transformation landscape, folks. The world that you're dealing with when you, as you go to market in the digital world. You have no choice but to deal with Apple and Google and Facebook and Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. All of us touch them some way or another. Between Google and Apple, Christina, they have 90%+ of all mobile phones, all cell phones. Facebook, Amazon's got, you know, over 50% of the e-commerce, and or something like some ridiculous number. Facebook, we know about their ecosystem is the size of China, right? I mean, for goodness sake, and they're not just a company, folks. They're not just doing business. They've got these companies have real ecosystems, don't they? This is what scares me about them, Christina. Amazon is a country. Facebook is a country. Google is a country. Apple is a country. These are hundreds of millions, if not billions, of individuals who are residing there, doing business there, communicating. They're almost living their life there. Heck, you can get food delivered from Amazon. You can eat there. I mean, there's never been a scenario like this in the history of the world where companies were as powerful or more powerful than sovereign states. What do you think?
I think that it's a little bit insane that we're not more aware of this, Jim.
Yes.
And I think that if you take a look at each one of the holding companies that you're talking about, because that's really what they are. They're a holding company, or you can equate it to a country.
Yes.
Right, they're conglomerates, and they actually have their fingers in all different pies across the kitchen. And what's interesting is that it's really behind the scenes, and we're paying attention to what's on the front of the screen.
Right.
So it's really great that you can get something delivered within hours via Amazon, that I can actually have my food delivered within 45 minutes, that I'm going to have it delivered via drone soon so that traffic doesn't slow it down. But we have to remember
that comes at a cost.
It comes at a cost. And I'm getting it fast, and I'm getting it cheap, but somebody has to pay for it. And if it's not me, it's going to be you, Jim.
And I want to remind you of something somebody told me a long time ago. We were talking about sovereign states. And I think it was Steve Forbes who reminded us, he said, countries don't have friends, they have interests. Well, these companies that we're talking about are like countries. They don't have friends, they have interests. And the interests are their own, not yours. And to the degree that they, and as I said earlier, to the degree that whatever they do, however their interests benefit you, it is a very thin benefit that they can take away any time, and it's only almost an accident that it benefits you.
And that's a problem, right? I think a lot of people hear things like, oh, you know, Google is rolling out new privacy features in Chrome. And so they say, oh, they're being so great, they're protecting me. But make no mistake about it, right? I mean, yes, there might be some level of protection, or there might be a little bit of a step forward in terms of your privacy. But it's really for the benefit on the back end of that company. We were talking about what Apple's doing with its app tracking transparency.
Right.
You know, yes, they're doing it under the guises of protecting individuals and giving you more rights over your privacy. But at the end of the day, they're actually creating a really great marketplace for themselves and the data that they're collecting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically kicking out others, or, you know, creating a smaller piece of the pie for the Facebooks or the Amazons of the world. And so we need to really watch the whole kind of game playing out, and not just, you know, pay attention to individual pieces that are on the board. because this is something that's going to impact us as individuals and as small businesses.
Well, and it's becoming so, pervasive and so big and so dominant, Christina, that a lot of people are just saying, I don't know how to fight this. I don't know what to do. It's the way it is. I guess I'll just have to live with it. And you know what? Living with it is one thing, but living with it without realizing what you're giving up, that's the scary part. You know, if I play with it, if I play with a snake, and I know, but I'm aware that that snake could bite me, then that's different than just reaching down and picking something up and not thinking about it. What do you think?
I think you're spot on, and I think that there are different ways, especially small businesses, can actually, you know, use their, what you like to call their magic sauce, right?
Yeah.
But there's ways that they can play the game, and they can be in the game. They, you know what? Most of the time you have to be in the game, but A, you should be aware of it. Understand what is it that you're giving up in exchange, right? Digital is always about risk and opportunity. I always say that. And it's a balance. You need to figure out where you want to be on that balancing act. And then, like we talked about in the first part of this, in the first segment, which is really understand what you have control over, right? You can't fight back against the Facebook. We know that. There's just no way you're going to win that.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is you can diversify, right? You don't have to advertise just on Facebook.
Right.
Or if you do advertise on Facebook, start creating that one-on-one relationship with that user so you have different touch points with them.
Exactly.
Maybe
right.
You have their phone number and you can text message them.
Christina,
you can email them with their email.
I need your website, please.
Absolutely. It's thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com.
Thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com. That's also the title of her book. Christina, good job today. Will you come back?
Every time. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank
we'll
you.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.